Okay, so the halachot of Aseret Yimei Tshuva, there are a few differences in the tefillah. We're just going to throw out the headlines. This is in Sefer Chazon Avadia, once again, Amud Kuf Pei Tet. So he says over here that right before we say Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, we add in Hashem Hu Elokim two times, right before that part. In addition, right before Yishtabach, we add in Shir HaMa'alot, Mimamakim, Kratich HaShem. So those are just very simple things. Now, this is where it gets a little tricky. In the Tfilot, or in the Shmona Esrei, during Aseret Yimei Tshuva, so I'm going to read straight out from the Sefer now. This is Amud Kuf Tzadi. Bitfilah Be'aseret Yimei Tshuva, in the Tfilot, in the Shmona Esrei of Aseret Yimei Tshuva, Bimkom Baruch Ata Hashem HaKel HaKadosh, Tzarech Lomar HaMelech HaKadosh. Instead of saying HaKel HaKadosh, you say HaMelech HaKadosh, the Holy King. ובמקום מלך אוהב צדקה ומשפט, צריך לומר המלך המשפט, המלך המשפט, the king of judgment. Why? לפי שהקדוש ברוך הוא ביושבו על כיסא הדין בימים האלה לשפוט את העולם. וכל באי עולם עוברים לפעמים כבני מרום, חותם גזר דינם, אם לשבת עם לחסד, ומהר שמלכותו בכל משלה, מלך במשפט ימין ארץ, לפיכך תקנו למר, המלך הקדוש, המלך המשפט. Because during these days, הקדוש ברוך הוא sits on his kisei din, and he judges all of mankind. Therefore, it's only appropriate to sign those brachot by labeling HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the king. HaMelech HaKadosh, HaMelech HaMishpat. So now, the question is like this. What if you made a mistake? What if you made a mistake? So if you made a mistake, I'm going to speak this out. If you made a mistake by HaKel HaKadosh, you said HaKel HaKadosh instead of HaMelech HaKadosh, okay? So best case scenario, if you remember Tok Kedei Dibur, which is the amount of time that it takes to say
Shalom Alecha
Rebbe, right? So about two, three seconds, okay? If you remember within that time frame, bam, and then you said HaMelech HaKadosh, that's fine, you're good to go. As long as it's Tok Kedei Dibur, you're good to go. However, if you only remembered after that point, so what's the halacha? You have to go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei. The beginning of Shemona Esrei. Why not to Ata Kadosh? Why can't you just go back to Ata Kadosh? Who can tell me? Because the first three brachot are considered one bracha, they're one section. And since they're one section, if you made a mistake at any part of it, you have to go back to the beginning of it. It's as if you made a mistake in the entire part. It's as if the entire part is flawed. So therefore, if you forgot to say HaMelech HaKadosh and did not remember Toch Kedei Dibur, then you have to go back all the way to the beginning of Shemona Esrei. Also, in addition, if you're mistapek, if you're misupak, you're not sure, did I say HaMelech HaKadosh? I'm not saying HaMelech HaKadosh. Again, go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei. Now, that is agreed upon by everyone. Now, what about HaMelech HaMishpat? What if you left out HaMelech HaMishpat? So once again, if you remember Toch Kedei Dibur, you say it right then and there. Right? Say it right then and there. Now the question is, let's say you did not remember Toch Kedei Dibur. Let's say you only remembered a few brachot later. What do you do? So here's a very, very big machloket. The Shulchan Aruch says, you go back. The Shulchan Aruch says, you go back to that bracha, Tashir HaShoftenu. You go to Tashir HaShoftenu and you repeat that bracha. And sign it this time correctly by saying HaMelech HaMishpat. Okay? Now let's say, that's according to the Shulchan Aruch. The Rama argues, as well as the Ben Ish Chai. Right? That's why it gets a little complicated. And yeah. And they both say that what? They both say that since you already mentioned royalty at the end of the bracha, what did you say? Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat. You already mentioned that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king. So b'di'avad, you're yotze. You're yotze. You fulfilled the goal. You accomplished the goal of mentioning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is king, melech ha'olam, right? Because you said melech ohev tzedakah mishpat. So therefore, you don't have to go back. You don't have to repeat all the brachot. It's okay. It's okay. It's not ideal because it's not the text that the Chachamim came up with, but it's okay because you fulfilled the goal. That's what the Ben Ish Chai and the Rama say. So usually we have a klal that we say safek brachot lehakel afilu neged maran, meaning what? Meaning that we say whenever there's a machloket in the poskim whether you should repeat a bracha, say a bracha, or not to say a bracha, Right? So we're always mekel, we're always more lenient, and we always say don't repeat the bracha, even if the Shulchan Aruch argues, even if the Shulchan Aruch says that you should say the bracha. We have this klal of safek brachot la'akel. If it's a safek whether you should repeat the bracha or not, we're lenient, even against the Shulchan Aruch. However, over here, Chacham Vadia writes, this is on Amud Kuf Tzadi Gimel, ומכיוון שכן הוא דעת רוב הפוסקים, since the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is the same opinion as most poskim, ומכללם הריף, הרמב״ם והראש, the big three Rishonim that the Shulchan Aruch usually paskins like, the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh, since they all hold like that, and as well as most poskim, וכן פסק מרן בשולחן Aruch, and so too the Shulchan Aruch holds, לא אמרינן בקהי גבנה ספק ברכות להקל. We do in this context, we do not say safek brachot la'akel, that we should not repeat the bracha. Rather, we should repeat the bracha, like the Shulchan Aruch. We should do that. We should repeat the bracha. So therefore, halacha lemaaseh, according to the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Rav Avadia Yosef, if you did not say hamelech hamishpat, rather you said melech ohev tzedakah mishpat, and you're still in the middle of Shemana Esrei, you have to go back to Ashira Shoftenu. And if you finish Shemana Esrei, you have to go back to the beginning of Shemana Esrei. That's what they would say. So that's Alcha, and it's important to note that the Rama argues, and the Ben Ish Chai takes his side, that we say Safek Brachot La'akel, that since you mentioned royalty in the at the end of the bracha, you mentioned Melech Ohev Tzedakah Al-Mishpat, so therefore you were Yotze what you had to do, and you do not have to go back. Have a great day, everyone.